ready to go.
Okay, with the filmmaking team of Outer, we're with Carolina. Look at that, I did that again for the podcast. Carolina, who is the producer, she's the lead, and she's also the writer of the film, co-writer of the film. And then we have Philippe, who is the director of the film. Really interesting
Nice.
film. Like the first shot is like, what the heck is going on? And then you got us from there from the whole 18-minute film. I want to ask Carolina right from the top. So you co-wrote the script. Where did this idea come from to make for this film?
So I start co-writing with Mary Carmen. We were like, oh, let's do something that is going to be really simple, and like both of us were going to be acting, so we have a room, so let's do something with a room. And then as we started developing the story, we were like, wait, but there's this whole new like universe. And then it became an 18-minute film, and we needed like a lot of budget and all these things. But we were trying to find a way to talk about something that is very personal for us, being an actress in LA, having your accent, because we're all, I mean, not we're all from Brazil. Me and Felipe are from Brazil, but like we're all very mixed in the cast and everything. So how could we say that with other words, in a different universe?
So then I want to give the synopsis of the film. So you and your the two girls are kidnapped and forced into a brutal camp where the English language is used as control. So that's sort of a metaphor for Los Angeles in many ways.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we were feeling. Like, that's how we're like, okay, let's just talk about that, but not like really sit down with people and be like, hey guys, we've been feeling this way, So we try to find a way to talk about that. And yeah, we were trying to find a way to also show how you can lose your culture and how you can lose your essence. And like my character, for instance, she finds a way to find herself, because she didn't have a family here. So like she starts to become more of like the other like part, like the oppression, because she wants to fit in so bad. And the other characters like goes to the other direction.
Gotcha. So you're from Brazil originally, right? And you speak Portuguese? Okay. And then, so that's your first language. And then when did you learn English? When you were like going to school?
I mean, me Felipe, we have English at in school in Brazil, but it's not that good. So you kind of have to like study more if you really want to become fluent. I lived in Boston for like I did high school in Boston when I was like 15, 16. And then I came here 3 years ago for my acting school. But yeah, it's a matter of practicing, But we did not speak English. I mean, my family doesn't speak English, so I couldn't practice with my family there.
And then Mary Carmen, she's what's her where is she from?
She's from Mexico City, so she
Does
speaks
she speak
Spanish.
Spanish? Okay, so what the film am I saying it right? Adore?
Outer.
You
What is
should,
that?
Carolina, I
I
you
was
should
just trying to find
explain.
the
meaning online.
Yes,
What is
Carolina, you
Blinded?
should
What is the
explain
meaning of the title?
Actually, I love when Felipe explains. But Outer was so basically we're trying to talk about outsiders and how we feel like an outsider, like and as like writing the thing, the teachers and the other part of like the group that has control in this camp, this school, they call us like outers, and they are inners because they're like inside the thing. So the way, because like is their second language, they're learning, they don't really know how to like write outer, so they like misspell, like, so that's why it's AUDER, outer.
It's
That's
like a
how they like,
misspelled version, like how you would hear it, and if you're a Portuguese speaking person or maybe Spanish too, be like, how do I spell outer? And then you
is
just
how,
misspell it.
Gotcha. No, that's a great title. It's just that I was trying to find the like. I was watching the film and I didn't get it, but I thought there was like an extra meaning of it.
It was
Great.
fun. I mean, I started working with this film, and I think it took me. I started working, reading the script and like already having meetings with Carolina and Mary, and then it took me a month to be like, wait, what is Otter? What is this? I never questioned the title, and I was like, wait, what? We haven't talked
It's
about this yet.
French. It's French. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, it's not.
No, because it's because you because there's otter, right? Like the
Yeah.
OTTER,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you wrote the script with you, obviously you guys are writing it for yourselves to act in, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So then, and then you got these great, they're great roles, by the way. And then when does Philippe come into the picture? Philippe, when do you come into the picture?
I came in because, well, Carolina was just asking. I've directed multiple short films before, and I think she just needed a director. She wanted someone to join. But I think the funny story is that so we met about 10 years ago, and we did like a film camp for like high schoolers in LA, actually,
Okay.
the New York Film Academy. Film camp, and then so we met. We talked to your friends then, but then we kind of lost contact. We're both from Brazil, but we didn't hang out there much. And then I moved to Chicago, and then I moved to LA, and then we like basically didn't talk for a few years. And then suddenly I was at Trader Joe's in in West Hollywood, and then I just hear Felipe, Felipe, and then. I turn around, it's like I hear the very, Brazilian Portuguese accent, and I turn around and
Yeah.
it's Carolina. And then she's like, oh, remember
Oh,
me? So I was like, yeah, of course. And
yeah.
then we're like, oh, we're in LA, we should do something together. I know you're a director, filmmaker, and she also studied filmmaking, but she's also an actor. And then so we wanted to do something together, and then she found us. And I think it was great because as she explained all the things, I think it's just not only about acting, but it's just immigration in general. And then when you
Yeah.
change your culture to a different culture, especially now where it's a very touchy subject in politics here now. So I think
Oh,
it was a great idea, and I wanted to express that too with the directing.
yeah. Yeah, there's some really cool moments in the film. So I'm looking like, so you've directed before, so that's your passion is directing.
Yeah, that's my passion, writing and directing. And it was fun. I think it was probably one of the first, like maybe the second project I ever directed that I didn't write. So it was also interesting, the collaboration between me, Carolina, and Mary, because it was all, they're coming in with the script, but also as, actors. So it was very collaborative, the whole process between us. And I think that was cool.
So there, I'm assuming you've heard this comparison, but there's like a Handmaid's Tale comparison to the film.
You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I hadn't watched before like writing the script, and then everyone, when I was talking about the script, everyone was like, "Oh my God, it's literally like Handmaid's Tale. Like it's so cool. I love that you did this reference." And I was like, "Yeah, I did, 'cause I love this show." But then I like started watching 'cause I was like lying to people. But when as I was watching, I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's like really similar." But it really helped me as an act, like acting wise, because I was like seeing all this like new different universe too. So I was like, yeah, that's how it kind of goes with Outer too.
Yeah, and
But
visually
yeah.
too, we used a lot of similar references.
Yeah.
We try to, there's, yeah, I think visually looks a little similar too, even though I haven't watched it either. But I was trying to watch the first episode just to get inspired. But it was like, I think he had like a lot of similarities, just being, kind of dystopic
Yeah. Yeah,
future.
it's different, but it's, you
Like,
know what I mean? It's very different. Like the arc and
yeah.
the stories is very vastly different, but
Yeah.
the kind of like style and like
Yeah.
control,
The
right?
control,
Yeah.
yeah, it's like a dictatorship as well. So like, yeah, that's why I think me and Felipe were like, we need to get references here because it's gonna help us.
Because you're seeing like there's a strong thematic about even like certain, even in countries Eastern Europe, like Africa, obviously South America, like the dying language, right? Their people are scared that their language is going to be English, like whitewashed, I guess. That's the best way to put it. Like English washed, I guess. I don't know if that's a term yet, but the English language, the Mandarin are kind of taking over the world in many ways, right?
I heard about that, yeah. But I think here in LA, it's okay. But I feel, especially during times that were like really crazy here, I actually was getting scared to like speaking Portuguese in public because I was scared of someone like approaching me or saying something. So
Even
like,
in Los Angeles?
even in LA, yeah, there was a time here that I don't know, like talking about politics, it started to get a little bit scary.
With all
And
the
so,
riots and
the ICE and
yeah.
like
The
the
ice,
whole
yeah.
immigration and yeah, it's still
Yeah.
scary, right? I'm assuming it's still scary.
It's still scary,
A
yeah, but I
little
think, yeah, I was just like, oh, I guess I'll just be quiet for one
bit.
second. Yeah.
But I think LA is still, it's still it's a safe place for creatives or immigrants, but still it's just not. Yeah. It just I think every yeah, this year I think a lot of just the entire vibe of the city and the country changed a little, so
Well, Spanish is like it's basically like it is a second language, right? Like in Los Angeles.
Oh,
it
yeah,
is. I
definitely,
hear it all the
definitely.
time. I go get my hair cut and the lady only speaks Spanish, but and my Spanish is not as good. The Portuguese is similar, so I just try to communicate, like make gestures, but yeah, it's
And
yeah.
I'm sure you get that too, where you've gotten people like, oh, you're from Brazil, you speak Spanish, right?
Oh,
All
yeah. They're like,
the
Brazil, hola, gracias. And
time.
we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
Because they just assume it's South America, so everybody speaks Spanish, right? So,
Yeah, it's very,
Totally.
yeah, all the
Oh,
time.
my gosh.
There's white ignorance, let's put it that way. So, but everybody's in their own little bubbles, I guess. It's a cliché thing to say, but we are, right? So,
Yeah,
but
but sometimes the person is nice and I don't know what to say, so I just
yeah,
like
that's what I mean. We're all kind of ignorant. We all there's certain ignorance, I guess, right? Blame the
Yeah,
education, basically. That's what I mean.
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so great. It's a great some great sets in the film, some great costumes. The villains, like the female villain, is fantastic. So this film came together, right? You said just a kind of a loose idea. Tell us about like the like putting the like even the makeup, like the way you guys looked. It's like a really professional film on many levels. Like this seems like a pretty ambitious film, like in terms of even the art direction, the set design. Like, talk to me about like kind of like getting a budget and like kind of producing this film.
Well, so as I said, it was just an idea to do like in
Yeah.
her room because we were like, we have
But it
like
became bigger
zero
than that, right?
budget. It became bigger. And then we're like, we need extras. We need this, like ritual song in the beginning. We needed so many people. But as I said in the last, like when I talk about the movie, I just think it was really meant to be because people started to come to the movie and they started like trying to add ideas. It was very collaborative, like Felipe said. I invited him, he said yes, and he knew this DP that he works with like
Gotcha.
for every project. And then I met Anna. She's not here, but she was the line producer and she knew like other people. So we were all helping each other out. We did like fundraising parties and stuff. And yeah, and then we like the room and like the things that we do in the room, it was Mary's house. So for like one location, we didn't have to worry about that. But like catering, it was like all us like doing everything. Before going to set, I was like with my script looking at my lines and also cooking for everyone. So it was like very, very, very low budget. And the makeup, I was trying to look at the principal, Madison. She's not here. She's Felipe's girlfriend, and she's amazing actress. She plays a
Mm-hmm.
principal, and I know I'm gonna become the principal later too. So I start looking how she walks so I could like try to get the vibe that, I
Yeah.
go
Gotcha.
in the last scene. So it was just like little details, but like everyone helped. It all worked out at the end.
And yeah, and so you said Christina, was it Christina who plays Sasha?
Yes.
Yeah, she's yeah, she's great. Right,
She's
so
so
she's so
good.
good.
She's so good. And it was actually, I think, I don't know if it was her first movie or something, but she was so embarrassed to watch herself. And I was like, you have to watch, you were so good. So we had a festival the other like month too. And then she finally watched herself like on screen. And she
Yeah,
was
it's
like,
so fun to see
oh,
her again.
okay. Yeah, she was like, oh, okay, that was good.
So
And I was like, no, you
there's
were amazing. You were amazing. Stop being humble. She was
movie
good.
in the 1970s called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's this character, Nurse Ratched, and she just channeled this character in that film in the Cuckoo's Nest. She won an Oscar. Louise Fletcher won an Oscar for this role, right? Jack Nicholson. It's a very famous movie. Right, and they're in the same insane asylum, and she just
That's
reminded
amazing.
me of Nurse Ratched from that movie, the character. So,
She's gonna be so happy hearing this after. Yeah.
the acting in the short throughout is so good. It
Oh,
was
dude,
so
you guys
easy
are
for me.
fantastic, by the way. I was gonna get to you. Like you and Mary Carmen are fantastic, and you guys have a lot of scenes together. Is that 5-minute scene that you guys have like in the middle of the film? And it's only an 18-minute film, but it really works because there's obviously one character's going one direction, one character is going in the other direction, and they're connected, but they're also losing each other at the same time.
Yeah, we as we were writing, we're like, is this like really long? And I was like, yeah, but it was the only moment we had that we were fully connecting, and like we learned English, so we were like finding each other in like the language. And that's like the first time I'm asking, like, wait, how did you get here? Because before I couldn't ask her, I wouldn't know how to say it or understand what she was saying. So, and I think that is the moment as well, like for my character and for her character, but for mine, I see that I can have a family because she's like, you can be with me. And so I'm like, oh, okay. I
It
guess I
was one of
can.
my favorite film like scenes to film just because it was so intimate. Even though I had like crazy things in the movie before with the singing and people getting taken from the room, but it was just that one scene where just the two of you and like two act against each other was so it felt so nice and intimate. I really liked. I know you're like discussing because it's pretty long. You're like, should we cut it a little bit? But I think we end up leaving the whole scene there, so I
Yeah.
think it was good.
Is there like a, I know that just started with like one room, but is there like a feature film idea that you have with this film as well?
I mean, as we were writing, we're like, oh, what about this and this? And we're like, no, it's a short focus, it's a short film. Maybe in the future, we never know if we find, the right resources, why not?
I know you had a bunch of background stories. Like when we were doing the table read and rehearsals, we're just like, Mary Carmen and Carolina just had all this, like, okay, so this is how the world is, like how we think about it. And like, and then, even just discussing, like, okay, what happened? Because there's a little break between like ears, like the ending, the right ending of the movie without too much spoilers. It happens like years later. So you're like, oh, what could have happened in those years too? So there's a bunch of stuff we talked about and discussed, but I don't know if we discussed a full feature length version.
Because there's a really interesting arc in the film where basically you see this in like the my metaphor is that immigration, right? Where like say there's a family like and there's like two sisters or two brothers, and one will conform into the society that's being in front of them, right? Because it's kind of, and then one will like try to stay true to themselves and be like who, like their background and their culture, right? So one will kind of ignore their culture. I'm sure you see this in your own culture, right? Where you cut when you immigrate, and then one will just conform, and like my neighbor next door calls it like whitewashed, right? Like they call it.
Whitewash. Yeah, I wanted to play
Yes.
with that so much because me being Brazilian, but I'm also like have my mom's side is like Japanese descendant. And then my mom's side is Japanese, my dad is Italian. So growing up as like a mixed person as well, even though Brazil is very mixed, but like growing up there, I always felt like, okay, which one am I? Because I was in the middle. So I like how beauty standards are, like I would try to be as white as possible or like fit in so much. And I think that's why Beatriz, my character, was coming from. It's like, wait, I really need to be like this because this is the right way. We say in Portuguese, o oprimido vira o opressor, which is like the minority tries to become the oppressor because they're really trying to be something they're not, but like they want to fit in so bad.
They want to fit
So
in.
that's why I wanted my character to be at the end.
Even with the makeup, and it's very subtle, but we did also give her like contact lenses that like make her eyes a little lighter and like the makeup a little like her skin a little lighter. So it was like try to play with that idea that she's, you know, trying to fit in and become whiter, I suppose.
Because this is like really cool. This is a really cool theme, like that you guys kind of touched on. And the arc goes pretty quickly, but it's set up. You kind of see it happening. And this is very realistic, right? This is what happens, right? And the one, your character, the one who conforms, spoiler alert, is she's kind of like the other one is stays true to herself, but she's kind of messed up, right? So it's like there's no easy victory here. They're both like they
No
both
way,
kind of
yeah.
like it's kind of like it's kind of going down two paths that have a bad ending in a sense, right?
Exactly. Because you either go to this side or that one, but you will be like oppressed. Like you will be having to follow the terms, you know. So, and that's why she's like stuck in this room because she cannot leave.
You guys are onto something. I mean, like it's like they say, write what you know, and I think that's what you guys did.
Yes.
And it's,
Oh no, what are you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, it's nice seeing it also like touching people in that way because, yeah, even my girlfriend is like, even I just, you know, she's American, but she's like, oh yeah, like just remembering all the phonemes that you learn as an actor can be very impressive because you have to, like, you know, pronounce the words the right way. But it's also nice seeing it touch people in general. We had one screening, yeah, in LA a couple months ago, and it was someone in the audience, like a Russian woman, was like, oh, I really love this film. And the Russian character Sasha was there, Christina. So, and she was like, oh, I really like it. Like, you really portrayed it so well. And then she was also asking, like, oh, when is the feature? You know, she took pictures with her. She's so excited about the short and wanted to see a full feature too.
So Philippe, yeah, nice some nice direction in the film, especially the ending where you see that shot of like kind of like the other your other characters being closed in, right? Like she's lost her friend. It's a really nice shot in the film.
I love
Oh my God.
doors. I love shots through doors and like stuff that you can like frame and have it. Yeah, that feeling. And like, yeah, that last scene was just so good because I don't know, the lighting just worked so well, and like the just because we had the extra makeup and, you know, and just the acting, I think everything worked well. And I think I'm glad I was able
Yeah, because she stays in the room and then she stays her to herself, but then Carolina's leaves the room, right? So she's moved on to something else, right?
No, as we were writing, I had the end in my mind and I was like, okay, so they're gonna be looking at each other and there's just so much but they don't talk, but they're talking through the eyes, and we just need like to write the story, but this is the end. And so and as Felipe said, I wanted to work with the lighter skin, the lighter eyes, and yeah.
It was cool because we did have other ending ideas, right? If, like, in terms of like the specific shot or of how to end, but I think this is this was like a, I think a good choice with her leaving and the door closing and he was just seeing Mary Carmen get basically trapped in that room.
Yeah, there's some, I don't know if you guys read the book, there's some Animal Farm kind of like tribute to the film as well. You see it too,
I
right?
love Animal Farm, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Wait, can I ask you a question? Did you know it was me? And or no?
At the end?
End.
Yeah, of course.
But when she was
Because
like
I.
climbing up the stairs, you know, when she's like walking up the stairs, you could tell it was already her. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Well, no, like, but then, yeah, but it's like you still got to do the reveal, right? But it, yeah, it definitely is her, you, right? Oh,
It's because I was like, my friends were watching and they saw my face. They were like, oh! And I was like, wait, what do you mean? You can tell it's me. Like, you know, and they're like, no, I had no idea.
But they're in denial, right? Because they don't want your character to do that, right? So that's why you have to still have to do the reveal.
True. Yeah, true. And Mary has like straight hair. We wanted to play with that as well because she loses her, you know, curls. But
Curls,
she has straight hair, so people thought that was me, like sitting, because she has like straight long hair. And then when they saw her face, they were like, "Whoa!" So it was funny.
Now you're on, you guys, great job. And like, so who did the editing? Who edited the film?
I ended up editing it. I co-edited. We had another editor, but because we wanted to like somewhat work fast and a tight deadline, it was part of the film was also to help our visas and you know the process and have more stuff in our resumes. So we're just try to edit fast. So I end up, you know, also editing a little bit so we could have it. And it was definitely a process because you know we only shot in like 2 days basically. We only had 2 shoot days. And but like as you said, it was like pretty ambitious project. And we turned out with like the first cut was like 24 minutes and I was like, wow, how do it? We probably should cut it down a little bit. So we had to, you know, we cut like, so, yeah, almost 6 minutes to 18 minutes and still pretty long, but I think it, I don't know. I'm pretty proud of some editing choices I made.
No, and it's like I'm assuming it's just starting the festival circuit.
Yeah, we started now.
We have a couple. We played at Brazilian Film Festival here in LA, the LA Brazilian Film Festival. And that was pretty cool because it was also like, you know, being able to open with other Brazilians who have like somewhat similar experiences. It was really fun place to premiere. And then we also I think already had another one, Carolina, that you're talking about.
It was in Istanbul, in Turkey, but
Gotcha.
we're trying to send to like other places as well because you know we want people to watch Outer, so.
So we've already shown you Felipe, what is the fourth dimension? That was a horror film, right? That so before, yeah. So now this is your second film, which we're proud to show. So seems like you're on your way as a filmmaker.
I am actually. I've been doing some shorts, and now I actually just finished shooting my first feature film
Oh,
that I
did you?
directed.
Wow, congratulations.
So it was been a crazy year for me. But so I'm really excited. We just started post like now. I finished like a couple weeks ago. So it was it's I'm really excited about you know my career in general, but just this film's wonderful films. And Carolina is also in this feature film. And so a lot of people I
I
met
have
in
a, yeah.
Otter like worked also
Yeah.
in this. So it was really nice.
Well, Carolina, you're very talented. And so I'm assuming acting is your kind of lead, right? That's what you're passionate about.
I think acting for me is my priority. I do like, you know, telling stories. So I also like writing. If I'm not acting, I'll be writing. But directing only if there's no option and I'll do it. But if I can find a friend just like Felipe, which is like great, I would do it because I feel like And also, because I've done it in the past, directing and acting at the same time, it did not work. I
No.
think it's just a lot. So I like focusing on acting.
That's great. Well, guys, it's a great film. I wish you the best of luck with it. We're proud to show it again. Felipe, I want to see your feature when it's done. And
Yes.
yeah,
Awesome.
I'm looking, I'm just looking forward to see what you do next. It's a really great idea that you guys did. It's like you're touching on not just themes that are, of course, that are happening today, but very like universal themes, like all like around the world, because we're all like, especially in Canada, United States, we're all basically immigrants, right? So, and there's all these like we all have these family dynamics where like a lot of them stay close to their heritage, and a lot of them kind of just venture off and don't. I know there's your film's deeper than that, but there's that commonality, right, in your film.
Yeah,
I think so too,
and
and that's what we wanted to explore.
yeah,
I think it what
yeah,
attracted me
that's
to
yeah,
make
'cause
this.
it's our reality every day, but like you don't have to be like from Brazil or for, you know, from this place, because that's how you feel too. Like you feel connected to the movie in a different way. But we wanted to thank you so much for this podcast and for, you know, all the support and watching Outer. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, let's talk again, guys, when your next film is made.
Yes.
Yay, let's do it.